so thank you. I believe in miracles.
Since you came Weber's along. World is brought to you by Weber Chevrolet and WeberChevrolet.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 403. Are you using the songs I picked today?
Yes.
They're all new to me. That's so weird. I'm like, wow, Rach is picking some really cool songs. And then I thought, wait a minute, I wrote these down.
The only one that wasn't yours was I did use a Franz Ferdinand song because it was available and I had not prepped in time. Yeah. I don't know why I'm telling on myself like this, but
that's okay.
That song
just reminds me so much of The Full Monty. You ever see The Full Monty movie?
I have not.
Oh,
never seen it.
I did see that. It was funny.
I think it's a great movie. And that song is a key to it.
Okay.
And I just kind of crack up at the song now.
Wheels,
I love
that does
that movie.
Not seem at all like your kind of movie.
No, but it was funny. Yeah. Right. I didn't go into it willingly, but I did laugh.
It's
like
comedy.
I had no interest in it.
Yeah. How can it not be your kind of
I don't
movie?
Know why I didn't know laugh. Enough about it. This was a long time ago, right? It was like 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't know enough about it, and I was like, and then laughed my butt off. It was funny.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Skip is here. Skip Weber from Weber Chevrolet. He is the sponsor of the Sweet 16, and today we are doing Sweet 16 of the worst everyday injuries or pains. So anyone had any questions about that? Are we good on this one? Good?
Well, as usual, I always get like a half description because the pains part I didn't know about, which I guess I got a good list. But mine are all injuries that happen to you. It wouldn't be like a migraine or a bad back or something like that. This is stuff that happens to you. So I got
if we have enough happens to stuff, we'll just keep it there.
Okay, well, you don't have to because you guys have made
have
your
both.
List based on that. So
I have both.
It's just, you know, I'm just complaining about how my communication to me is always
My communication to Andrew was injuries.
Yeah, you said injuries to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Which I then passed on to Skipper.
Yeah.
And then you guys change it on me. That's what it is.
All day we've been like, I can't wait for Skip to
get here. Wait till Weber walks in today. Wait till we add pain.
Injuries done while playing sports only.
Dancing injuries. Skip, lead it off.
I cannot think that anything could beat this, and I'm sure it will, because it always is. But this is like so number one seed, and that is the stubbed toe.
It's number one.
It's the worst, man.
I actually, in researching this thing, first of all, I found out if you Google worst everyday injuries, you can't get an answer. Like, it was like compartment syndrome. I'm like, no. Just
falling out of a plane.
I'm trying to type to Google as if I'm talking to a buddy, you know? But when I was looking at, of course, stubbed toe came up, and they explained that you have so many nerve endings there so that you can walk.
Yeah.
And so little padding. And it's just, that bone is just right there.
I stubbed my toe, I want to say in 2018 maybe, and walked on it for, I went to Texas to move my wife's parents' furniture out of a storage building and stuff. And we had a U-Haul and stuff. Just in agony for days. And I finally went to the doctor, a foot doctor, when I got back, several days after I stubbed my toe, and found out that I had a giant break, not in the toe, but behind the toe, in the foot.
Yeah.
And that's why I was walking. I mean, but the stubbed toe was so painful that I figured that's what it was. I kept walking on it. It was just awful.
And are you guys?
And it lasted for until COVID. It lasted for 2 years.
Are you guys like me? The very nanosecond you stub your toe, you're like, here we go, here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
I know how this goes.
Yeah.
This first couple minutes is going to suck really bad. Yeah. Andrew.
How about similar vibe, smash fingy? Could be in a door, could be in a drawer.
I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a pinch or even like a good solid whack.
When Nick was in Arizona with his mom when he was about five, they were, it's like a museum or something, kind of a half-assed museum, sounds like. And he was being five, and he had his finger in the door gap, and someone shut it.
That happened to me, too, when I was little. I still remember it. I was about that age, and it's one of my... Yeah, pinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurts, man.
My mom did that about 5 years before she passed. And it was in a car door.
Yeah.
And we all expected her to pull back a bloody nub. And there was nothing. And Nick goes, I think I saw a puff of dust. It was legendary.
Man.
Now, does this include, though, like hitting your finger with a hammer or something like that?
Giving it a good smash.
Finger smashes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that hurt.
Wheels.
Good old-fashioned paper cut.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got that.
Everybody just went.
Rach.
When you get an eyelash in your eye, has that ever happened to anyone else?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, annoying. Yeah.
Everything in your eye feels 100 times bigger.
Yeah. It's a speck of dust, and you're like, there's a boulder in my eye.
You're like, come on, you can see it. I know you can see it.
There's a whole nother person in my eye.
Yeah. Okay, how about, this always happened to me in school, when I would turn around to talk to the guy behind me, and you hit your elbow.
The funny bone.
And it goes,
funny bone.
Yes. What a weird feeling that is.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's nothing you can do. What? Just got to wait it out. It's not like you're disabled for the rest of the day. But
I always think on days like that, God was just bored. And he's like, hey, watch this. You know that part I'm calling the elbow? Yeah. Just wait.
So they call it the funny bone because it's your humerus.
Right.
But it's perfect description
because
it feels funny, but it's not funny. It doesn't make you laugh, but it just feels so funny. It doesn't feel like any other. It's
so terrible. True.
I had that feeling every day for like 3 months.
Yikes.
Just recently. Just finally got past it.
Ew.
Pinched nerve. So you'd have that terrible. Same, like, if you moved weird, you'd have that basically that same buzzy feeling.
Back to Skip.
So you go with the smash fingers. I'm going to go with jammed fingers.
I got it.
Oh, yeah.
I got it.
Definitely different.
It's been a while since I've had it because I'm not playing sports anymore.
That's a big basketball injury.
But anything, basketball and then or catching a football.
Like, look how crooked these babies are from that.
All kinds of, it's just the worst.
Did you let your friend pull it out?
Yeah, I'd pull it out myself.
Oh, yeah,
Once I learned about that, I'd do it myself. Yeah.
That's double tough.
Yeah. You had to.
If you didn't do it, you couldn't play.
Yeah. You couldn't keep playing.
Then you just tape them together and go.
Yeah.
Allie did it once. Led my friend. Everything sounds dirty, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it just hurts so bad.
My friend pulling.
I'm going to say yank. Andrew.
The stupid little burns. Just a little tiny. You burn it in on maybe a hot pot or some hot water or something.
I get you.
Just a little. They're not like blistering, serious
burns.
Touch
your wrist against the hot
pan or whatever. Yeah.
Just one of those little burns that's red for a couple minutes, put it under the cold water, but they hurt.
One time when we were in our old house, it's been a long time ago, and Maureen was mowing with the push mower, and she typically didn't do that. I did it or we hired someone to do it, but she got out there and did it. And you know that round thing that gets really, really hot, whatever the hell that is? Yeah. She thought that's the thing you turn to raise or lower the wheels. So she just grabs it full force and starts to turn it. And it was like on Men in Black when it burns your fingerprints off.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bad one. And then one time Phoebe's at four. And
she's cutting the grass.
She was approaching the grill. And it's like, okay, baby, don't touch it. Don't touch it. You'll burn yourself. And just being a glover, she's like, I'll find out myself. Same thing. Wheels.
I can't believe I'm the one that's going to say this one. I figured this would be Skip's first round draft pick. The old head bunk.
Yeah, I have that.
Skip's like 7 feet tall. I figure you probably do that more than I do.
It doesn't bother me.
Your head.
Used to it.
But you know that feeling when you get it extra hard and you're just like, you're totally stunned for a second? Like, what just happened?
I just want to kick something when it happens.
I was going to say, not every injury makes me angry, but that one does.
That makes me angry, absolutely.
Because not in Skip's case because he's actually tall, but like when I do it, there's no excuse.
Unforced error.
I'm clearly at fault. Yeah.
I'm going to go with biting your tongue.
Oh,
yes, that's another good one I had.
That's a great one.
God, I hate that so much. Why is that possible?
I know.
Just messed up.
I will go with the classic childhood scraped knee.
The old strawberry.
Skinny,
when you got to put that under the water.
I didn't mind the water. It was more the when you had to use the...
Bactine.
No, that was the good stuff.
Mercurochrome.
Yeah, that or the, what do you call it? The
Methylate, no, iodine.
Hydroxy something or other. I don't know.
Is hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah, hydrogen peroxide. Yeah. That sucks.
The way in St. Louis you say,
bubble.
Where'd you go to high school? So you can tell how affluent someone is. Where I grew up, you'd say, scrape your knee, what do you put on it? And that will tell you, are you dealing with white trash, Hoosiers, scumbags? Because, like, Bactine meant you were kind of rich.
Oh.
And we had Bactine. I was always very proud. My friends usually had iodine.
Yeah.
And I've never felt it, but it looked awful.
Stains.
Looked awful. We had this stuff that was, I think it was called Mercurochrome.
Yep.
And it was
in a little brown bottle.
Brown bottle. It is red. Oh, yeah. That stuff was way worse than Bactine.
Hydrogen peroxide was painful and stingy, but it would also bubble, so it was weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never minded that stuff.
Yeah.
Rach.
I just went.
Oh, sorry.
Wait. No, it's Skip's turn.
Yeah.
How about sunburn?
Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
I have some experience with that.
Like, I mean, there's when you get sunburned on your feet. Yeah. I mean, it's the hardest place to get sunburned because you can't wear shoes. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
But any sunburn though is.
I used to go to tanning beds a lot, like in my 20s, and they weren't very good. And anyone who's ever had their butt burned by a tanning bed. And you have that pain slash itch that's like 8 inches into your buttocks. You know what I mean? Like, you can't get to it. Oh, that's a bad one.
See, I wasn't going to put my butt burn on
it. Skip said to Weber Chevrolet, he's like 8 inches into the butt. Hey, boss, can I ask a question? I'm busy.
I'm working.
I'm working. I think this place runs itself. Andrew.
All right, I got two. I'll let you pick which one, because they both are just when things go a little wrong. When you stretch wrong and something kind of gets out of place and it's like, ooh, ow. Or when you swallow wrong and you can't stop coughing.
I'll go with that one.
Okay. Because that one is hell on earth. I didn't know if that would count as a discomfort or an actual injury.
Yeah. No, that's bad.
All right.
Wheels.
Bad swallow.
It could be many versions of this, but I'm gonna go with the specific one that I hate the most is the calf cramp.
Yeah,
just that the foot and the calf are the worst.
Yeah. Charlie.
But when you end up getting it on the bigger muscle too, either the lower back or your hammy.
Never had that.
The ones I always hated is, I mean, during a game or something like that was rough.
Yeah,
but I hated the 3:30 in the morning.
Yes, ones. The one that wakes you up.
Yes. Oh. No relief from it.
No.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's worst. And it's not as long as you think it is, because it feels like it's forever when it's happening. It's probably a minute. You know,
trying to rub it out and it doesn't have, it's the worst.
Dude, I had one a year or two ago. I was asleep. I woke up yelling. Like, I woke up going, ah! Yeah.
What about the cramp?
Well, that came after the yelly.
Yeah.
Rach.
No wonder you had cramps.
We're going to go hangnail.
I feel like we're all really disappointing Rach today.
Yeah. She's like, guys.
No.
She's just kind of over it.
So sad.
I'm going to go hangnail.
Yeah. Okay. Those suck.
I like it.
And that would include like when your nail splits. Okay.
Or you tear a fingernail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine are usually when you bite it too far down.
No.
Well, that's the worst. If you like bite your nail and then you realize, like, I am tearing into something that should not be.
Yeah, and then you're like, oh, this is going to hurt for a week.
This shouldn't even be
every
out.
Every time you reach into your pocket, every time you pick, like,
Yes.
How many we need?
We need two, and I just thought of another one.
Yeah, shoot it out there.
Canker sore.
That's what I got. It's canker sore.
Put it on.
Canker sore. That was my last one.
Put it on.
Yeah, brilliant.
The only thing I have left is bee sting.
That's pretty bad.
That's a bad one.
Pretty bad. Let's put it on there. It's going up against the head.
I love how we're like
bonk.
Trying to judge all. We got to get all the bad ones.
They're all bad.
Yeah, I know. They all.
They're all rough.
Yeah, what we should do is reverse it and pick the ones we would rather have.
Yeah. Which one? If you had to have something on this list, which would you pick?
Which one do you want to do?
Best everyday.
Okay, Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Sweet 16 of worst everyday injuries or pains. Stubbed toe versus biting your tongue. Those are pretty close.
I know.
I got to go toe. I got to go toe.
I got to go with the tongue because it affects everything. Talking, eating.
I'm going to go toe. It's such an intense pain.
Yeah, I get over the tongue so much quicker.
I think it's got to be toe.
Okay.
That's a good battle.
I have broken.
Can't argue.
Oh, sorry. The worst is is stubbing your toe in front of another person. Yeah. You have to like try to be brave.
Yeah. They see the worst of you.
Yes.
Exactly. Instant like ick given to the other person.
Do you really have to try?
Everyone should stub their toe on a first date.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to get to you're going to learn my whole vocabulary of curse words right
You're
going
to get to see me cry very early in this relationship.
Smashed finger versus scraped knee.
Ah!
I got to go
smashed
knee.
Finger.
Ooh, that's tough. It's I think bad. Scraped knee, because scraped knee is going to hurt longer most of the time.
I got to go finger.
Is that a tie to me?
I think it is.
I think I'm going to go with the knee.
Okay.
Because it is a thing. Next thing you know, you know when you're 10, you 3 days later, you're picking the scab off and making it hurt again.
Yeah. You know, God, I picked a lot of scabs.
Yeah, exactly.
Paper cut versus sunburn. Paper cut's more of an immediate.
Yes. Yeah, sunburn's worse because it's going to linger.
Yeah, and then it peels.
I got to go paper cut, though. I've been sunburned so many times.
The intensity?
Paper cut,
Andrew?
Sunburn for sure.
All right, there you go. Moves on. Eyelash stuck in your eye versus swallowing wrong.
I swallow wrong all the time, so I got to do that one. I'm always
coughing. Eyelash, because if I'm augmented by having contacts, it's just the worst.
Eyelash.
I'll go swallow.
Yeah, I'll go swallowing.
Okay. All right, we'll take a quick break. Be right back. 104.1 FM KMOX. DJS. Welcome back. DGS on KMOX. Skip Weber is here, sponsor of the Sweet 16. Sweet 16 of worst everyday injuries. The old funny bone in the elbow versus a calf cramp. Oof.
I'm going calf cramp.
And there's no doubt about which hurts more.
Yeah. The calf cramp is just no relief. Well, neither of them can you do anything.
No. True.
It's just a waiting game on both. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going calf cramp.
Same.
Same.
Okay, there you go. Calf cramp. Jammed fingers, different from smashed, versus a hangnail.
I'm going jammed fingers.
Yeah, jammed.
It's more dramatic.
Yeah.
Burns, little burns versus canker sores.
Goo.
Canker sores.
Yeah.
Canker sores.
All right. We're going to come back to that in a couple minutes. Bonk in your head versus a bee sting.
Bonk.
Bonk.
Bee sting.
Bonk.
You guys like getting stung by a bee?
It's just that the bonk is more common.
I know.
Yeah.
What are the votes?
I think it's three bonks.
Bonks. Yes. Bonks move on. We have 3 minutes. Can you tell your horrifying story in 3 minutes?
I didn't know if you wanted me to tell. When I was in my 20s, I went through a time when I got canker sores a lot, and you'd suffer for them with like 3 or 4 days. And I learned that mouth wounds, I don't remember how I learned it, but mouth wounds heal faster than wounds in other parts of your body. And so I started treating my canker sores by taking a sterilized needle and just scrambling it up and making it into a regular wound. And it would hurt to do that,
yes,
but it would last a half a day and the pain and it would be fine.
He's right.
The next day.
He's right. If you like chomp a canker sore and break it open, it'll heal within the day.
So I used to just do and doing that for about a year, and all of a sudden I stopped getting the canker sores. I don't think it had anything to do with it. I think like the chemistry of whatever I was doing changed, but I've told doctors that, and they're just horrified by that. And I thought, man, it's a great way to work. What's wrong with it? I got 400 horses to go.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, Sweet 16 of Worst Everyday Injuries, brought to you by Weber Chevrolet, down to the Elite Eight. Stub toe versus scraped knee.
No.
Toe.
Sunburn versus swallowing weird.
Sunburn's worse.
Burn.
Sunburn.
Calf cramp versus a jammed finger.
Calf cramp.
Calf.
Calf.
The worst is it happens in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. You're not doing anything. You're just snoozing.
Right. Did nothing to deserve that.
And then you wake up in pain.
Canker sore versus head bonk.
Canker.
Yeah, that lasts longer.
Canker.
All right.
Unless you concuss yourself.
How's it going?
Unless you emo yourself.
How's it going at Weber?
It's going great, man. What a good February. It's a lot of it was, I'm sure, because we lost days in January, so pent-up demand. But I've got, you know, we're doing great with the Chevys and the Fords, you know, selling that stuff really well. As always, that's what we're supposed to do. But what a great pre-owned vehicle month we're having, especially for a short month. I have an outside shot of at least one of my stores having their biggest pre-owned month since before COVID.
Nice.
And to have that in February would be kind of just unique. And so it's very cool. And we're keeping more vehicles. We don't really, you know, just because it's not our brand, we've been doing that for a while, but it's even more so. And we're buying from auctions and individuals, non-Chevys, just because used to be, hey, why would somebody come to a Chevy lot and buy a Honda? Well, they don't do that anymore. They Google where they are. And so if it's a nice car, somebody trades in a Nissan on a Trax, we'll fix it up and keep it. And so it's just another way that we've changed, you know, with the times, and it's another way to serve more people.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. You look at what we did in, you know, 2000 to 2010, we had no foreign cars on our lot. We'd get them traded in, and we'd immediately wholesale them out. Just, who would ever come here to do that? Well, it's all online as far as searching, so we service them and fix them up and learn how to work on them and go with it. So it's very, very, like I said, if my father looked at it, he wouldn't recognize how we do some of the stuff.
Boy, you'd get a dressing down, wouldn't you?
I'd say, what's going on. He'd go, oh, that's a pretty good idea there. So that's good.
That's great. Yeah. Okay, Sweet 16 of worst everyday injuries, Final Four. Stub toe versus sunburn.
Toe.
I got to go burn.
What if you stub a burnt toe?
Ah! Oh, don't even say it.
While needling your canker sore.
And biting your tongue.
Da!
It's a tie to skip,
toe.
I believe.
Is it, where is, what's
yeah,
the,
tie to you. Toe.
Toe.
Calf cramp versus canker.
Calf cramp.
Canker.
I feel like I'm going to die when I'm having a calf cramp.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It's more intense.
Yeah.
The canker's more annoying.
There's not many of these things that wake me up from a sound sleep.
Yeah.
Taking the cramp.
Okay, there you go. Worst everyday injury or pain, stub toe versus calf cramp.
The cramp's worse because it happens when you're asleep. The other one, you're awake. You at least had a part in it.
I don't care. Stub toe.
Stub toe.
It's the worst.
I think I have to go with toe because of the trauma.
And
of it.
Yeah. It's one of those that makes you angry, too.
Yeah, just like you feel stupid.
I'm so angry
how
that
did
it happened.
I do that?
This is my bed.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, it's too bad we didn't put Stepan on
Why
a Lego.
Why don't I turn a light on when I'm going into the other room at night?
What was the other one that I think a listener had or one of us had? That
blister.
We said blister.
Oh, yeah. That could have been a finalist.
A stub of blister
Could have been a
toe.
Champ.
I could have been a contender. All right, stub toe. What are we going against from last week?
Jack and Diane, right?
Sucking on a chili dog.
I'm going stub toe on that one.
I'm going chili dog.
I'm going chili dog, too.
And what was that one in particular?
Best use of food in a song.
Use of food in a song, yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep it. Keep it for another week or so.
Chili dog will die another day.
But today is
not that day. What's the worst pain you've ever felt?
Oh.
Mine might have been when I had an impacted eardrum. That was awful.
Mine was when they drilled into my mouth without painkiller. Remember that story?
Why would they do that?
I had a root underneath my gums. That was it was just horrible. It was infected. Okay. Done a root canal. And you know, roots go like plant roots.
Didn't know that.
They're not just straight. And so it was one that was... had been done, root canal had been done, and now it was infected again, and it was big and swollen. Okay. My mom was had just had a stroke doing cancer treatment, pancreatic cancer treatment in California. So I'm supposed to fly out there. That all happened, and my wife goes, so you got to go. Okay, get me a plane ticket, but let me do this because I can't even do. So they have to cut the bottom of your root off, and they were about ready to put me under, and I said, I got to fly tomorrow. And he said, you can't fly tomorrow because you can't fly after going under. I said, well, do Novocaine. He says, Novocaine doesn't work on this. It's next year. So we just did it.
Ah!
Topical, and then did it.
That's awful.
Yeah.
You've told some terrible stories today.
I've told that story to you before.
I don't remember it. I must have
they blocked it out,
repressed it. Yeah.